You're tuned to the Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
I'm Father Paul Samasumo. Mrs. Obiageli Nzenwa is a medical lab technologist and an independent human resource management consultant. Currently, she works and lives in Abuja with her husband and their five children. A devout Catholic and a parishioner in the Archdiocese of Abuja in Nigeria, Obiageli was recently in Rome speaking about the challenges and the importance of African Catholics reclaiming their faith.
Thank you very much, Obiageli, for speaking to us, Vatican Radio. I just want to take you a little bit back to your presentation. You spoke about the challenges of being a Catholic, a Christian, and a lay faithful person in Africa, in Nigeria. Would you care to walk us through your presentation briefly?
I'm here in Rome, representing lay people from Nigeria, and a member of the Catholic Women's Organization, even though I'm not here in that capacity, but I'm just here as a lay person from the Catholic Church. I wanted to bring to the fore some of the problems we as lay people experience in the Catholic Church. And I talked about why some members of the Catholic Church may be leaving to other Christian denominations. So I talked about things like rigidity of some of our doctrines when you're faced with real life situations, and then our mode of worship and some of the scandals which have rocked the Catholic Church in recent times. I wanted to bring it to the fore because I found the opportunity to do so, knowing that a lot of the top hierarchy of the Catholic Church will be there. So these are some of the things I talked about, and I tried from the little research I did, talking to people who had left the Catholic Church. I wanted to find out the reasons why they left and what they think the Catholic Church would have done better to make them stay. And some of them felt they didn't have one-on-one basis relationship with the priests and the religious, and sometimes they come and go unnoticed. And so their problems, they felt like their problems weren't really solved or taken note of. So some of them fell into the hands of some Pentecostal pastors who offered them quick fixes for their problems. So some of them went and came back. Maybe they didn't feel fulfilled where they were, and they still came back to the Catholic Church. But others left and they never came back, meaning what was lacking in the Catholic Church, they found in the Pentecostal churches. So I wanted the Catholic Church to look into some of these things, because in as much as the African Catholic Church is growing, I gave some statistics yesterday from my research about how even in Africa it will grow up to 400 million by the half of the century. So it's something to make us happy, but we don't want Catholics who are not really deep in their faith, who might have one foot in and one foot out. So we want Catholics who, under any circumstances, they'll be able to withstand whatever they are faced with and see it as a cross, and then look for ways to solve it in the according to the Catholic doctrines, So, but some of these doctrines are a bit too stiff and difficult for people to follow through. And sometimes when you're faced with such real-life situations, it's easy to tell someone to hold on to the faith. A little more talk and all that, it can happen. But when we're faced with new modernization like this, things like IVF and all of that, and then natural family planning methods. In Africa, where I come from, in Nigeria especially, we don't have centers educating women. We don't have a lot of them anyway. And the awareness is not really there about educating women on natural family planning and things like that. And I really talked about that yesterday so that some of the reverend sisters there would hear this and know that it's a problem for us in Africa. I mean, it's easy to say, don't use contraceptives. Not many people know the alternatives to this. But if we had centers educating Catholic women on the ways to go about this, then it would be easier to follow. You listen to the words of the Lord, and you follow the doctrines of the Catholic Church and walk with this, come into the centers, and then do it practically the way the Catholic Church wants us to. So I'm glad that at the end of the day, some reverend sisters approached me and they told me that they wanted to do something with me. And one or two of them said they had such centers in the southeast in Nigeria, but I live in Abuja and not many people know about these things. So I'm going away from this conference really happy that I've taken something back to Abuja. I belong to a Catholic women's organization and I'm going to tell them some of the things I got from this conference, and we'll look for a way to work with the pastoral council to bring these matters to the fore so that they can assist us. You know, I know it will entail fundraising and all of that to be able to get these centers, or even things like run orphanages so that people who don't have children of their own can find a place to adopt children and run the, even if they don't want to adopt the children, at least they can help the sisters in the orphanages train these children and be satisfied that even though they're not their biological children, they're doing something, you know, for. So I'm really happy I came.
Another of the challenges that you alluded to is the problem of childlessness in some African marriages, leading those who can afford to go the IVF way, that is in vitro fertilization, which finds itself a little bit in conflict with the Catholic Church.
Yesterday, I was confronted with a lot of questions about the IVF procedure and how it affects the Catholic Church. And I was really, really surprised to know that a lot of priests don't even know what IVF is all about. And if they don't know, I mean, if your a parishioner comes to you with that kind of problem, I wonder what the priest would then tell the parishioner. But I'm not going to speak for the church, but these are the reasons why such conferences are held, so that you listen to voices from the pew. And I did say yesterday that in future conferences, it'll be good to have a lot more representation from the pew so that people can throw out their problems there to the Catholic Church. The essence of the whole Catholicism and being a member of a parish is for you to stay and gain all the benefits you get. And we're all fighting and struggling for salvation, and we're there as each other's keeper. So you don't want to lose your members. You know, you want them to stay and try to solve the problems they have, because some of them leave and they're still not fulfilled where they are.
Lastly, what message do you have for fellow Catholics there who are having difficulties, maybe being challenged about their faith, and might even be thinking or being tempted to leave their church?
From my personal opinion, would be that they should persevere and talk to other people in the church. You go to other members, because the priests and the religious are not the only people in the church. We, the laity, also form part of the church. So if you feel you're not satisfied or you didn't get the answers you want from the priests and the religious, you talk to someone else, and someone else might give you like an idea about how to go about it. You can meet other priests, because this sometimes the response of a priest can be a personal opinion. So you can meet other priests. But finally, my general opinion and advice would be to persevere, because that's what I believe in. I believe in my faith that if you're faced with a challenge, God knows about it. And I know it's painful at times, but you have to persevere and seek the knowledge of and help of those who are ingrained in these things to help nurture your faith. Because I think if the faith is strong, then you can surpass all other things.
Thank you very much for granting us this opportunity.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Nigerian independent human resource management consultant, Mrs. Obiageli Nzenua, speaking to us about the challenges of being a Catholic in Africa today and making some suggestions on how some of those challenges could be overcome.
I'm Father Paul Samasumo.
You're tuned to the Africa Service of Vatican Radio. Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudato Jesus Christus.